CEO of Easter Seals. Thanks again. Take care.
Brown skin, you know I love your brown skin. I can't tell where yours begins. I can't tell where mine is. Brown skin, up against my brown skin. Need some every now and then. People from maybe Mississippi or an island. Apparently your skin has been kissed by the sun. You make me want a Hershey's kiss, your licorice. Every time I see your lips, it makes me think of honey-coated chocolate. Your kisses are worth more than gold to me. I'll be your almond joy, you'll be my sugar daddy. Brown skin, you know I love your brown skin. I can't tell where yours begins. I can't tell where mine is. Brown skin, up against my brown skin. Need some every now and then. Something magnetic pulls me and I can't get out. Disoriented, I can't tell my up from down. All I know is that I wanna lay you down. Every time I let you in, abracadabra magic happens as we swim. Higher and higher, finally we reach heaven. Come back to earth. Brown skin, you know I love your brown skin. I can't tell where yours begins. I can't tell where mine is. Brown skin, up against my brown skin.
Welcome, Twin Cities. Good evening, and thank you for tuning in tonight to Fresh Fruit and Rare Productions right here on KFAI Radio. You are listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM, Minneapolis, St. Paul, and around the world at KFAI.org, non-commercial community-powered radio. Good evening, Twin Cities. It is currently 70 degrees from the KFAI studio. I'm your girl, Shimmer. Live in the studio with you this evening, she, her, lady, women, glitter, pronouns. And DJ Daddy Rocks is on assignment this evening. They are attending a fabulous graduation for their amazing friend, Jerry. So Jerry, Shimmer is sending you all the love from the KFAI studio. Congratulations. We're going to celebrate you today. I have some very special guests coming in the studio in a few minutes. And it is, you know, Mom's Day weekend. That's right. So if there's a mother figure in your life, whoever that may be, whether you're a mom to a fabulous pet, or you are a mother figure to a student or to a youth, however that person is to you, I hope you celebrate them this weekend. And I found a beautiful quote that I want to read to you right now. If at first you don't succeed, try doing it the way Mom told you in the beginning. Unknown. And I say that because I've had some really amazing, fabulous mother figures in my life through work, through fun, through events, just in my life in general. And we're going to celebrate all of those moms out there. And also tonight, a lucky listener is going to get tickets to check out Grammy Award-winning nominated artist, singer, writer, producer, We know her. She is the daughter of Ann Nesby. Also, you know, part of Sounds of Blackness. And also, Jamecia Bennett is the mother of American Idol Season 5 finalist Paris Bennett. Jamecia is coming to the Dakota this Saturday for her Mother's Day event, a Mother's Day tribute to women in music. And Jamecia is going to be singing music from the inspirations of Whitney Houston, Chaka Khan, Aretha Franklin, and so much more. And I would love to give you these tickets tonight. So when you hear the song tonight, all right, I'm going to play a song from Jamecia Bennett tonight. When you hear the song from Jamecia, I want you to give me a call. Write this number down, 612-341-0980. Again, 612-341-0980. Not quite yet, but I would love to gift you these tickets to celebrate you and your fabulous, shamazing mom to check out Jamecia Bennett Live at the Dakota, a Mother's Day tribute to women in music, this Saturday night, and this is a KFEI exclusive event. So let's get into some music tonight. And since it is Mom's Day weekend out there, let's play some music, you know, out to all of those moms. Here's Aretha Franklin with A Mother's Love right now on KFEI's Fresh Fruit and Rare Productions. We'll be back in just a few short minutes, Twin Cities.
I have seen a rainbow circle across the sky, and I have stood on a mountain and watched an eagle fly. I have seen trees in a meadow shelter a morning dove, but I haven't seen anything to match the wonder of a mother's love. I have seen a sunset more beautiful than gold, and I have stood by rose bed and watched the leaves unfold. I have
for me. No one else can be what you have been to me. You will always be, you will always be the girl in my life for all time.
Mama, mama, you know I love you.
Ooh, you knew I love you,
mama. Mama, you're the queen of my heart. Your love is like tears from the stars.
Yes, it is.
Mama, I just want you to know. Loving you is like food to my soul.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
You're always down for me, have always been around for me, even when I was bad. You've shown me right from my wrongs. Yes, you did. And you took up for me when everyone was down on me. You always did understand. You gave me strength to go on.
There was so times looking back when I was so afraid, and then you come to me and say to me, I could face anything, and no one else can do what you've done for me. You'll always be, you will always be the girl in my life. Ooh, oh.
Mama, mama,
welcome back, Twin Cities, to KFAI Radio, 90.3 FM, Minneapolis, St. Paul, and around the world at KFAI.org, non-commercial community-powered radio. You are tuned in to Fresh Fruits and Rare Productions. Fresh Fruit is the longest-running LGBTQIAS2+ show in the nation, in the country. That's amazing. Yes. That's fabulous. And I'm your girl, Shimmer, She, Her, Lady Women, Glitter Pronouns, and DJ Daddy Rocks is not able to be with us this evening because they're celebrating their fabulous, shamazing friend, Jerry, who is graduating today. That's okay, but I have a very special, shamazing guest. Now, I love this person. I have not seen this shamazing human in, like, years. Quite I mean, I feel like it's been, like a good...
2 years? I mean, because we bumped into each other at Pride, maybe.
Yeah, I feel like it's been like a good maybe five It feels like it's been 5 years.
Uh-huh.
Rapper, producer, creator, writer. I think originally from Cleveland.
Yes. I remembered.
The one and only Kevin Chaos Moore.
What's happening? It's your boy, Kevin Chaos, the freshest of the fruitiest.
Yes.
What's going on?
Is stepping in for DJ Daddy Rocks tonight. Is going to just chat it up with me tonight.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
No problem. I got a little time on my, hands, so... I wanted to come and do this with you.
Thank you so much. It's been such a long time since I've seen you. Yeah. And before the songs that we were playing, we were talking a little bit off air, which I think we can talk a little bit about. We were just kind of like,
talking about the arts community.
And kind of just
feeling like you belong or not. Yeah.
For sure. And I kind of stepped back a little bit from the arts community. Mm-hmm. I think, it's also Mental Health Awareness Month.
Yes, it is.
And, I actually, because I think a lot of people, when they see Shimmer and there is this radio diva-ness, right?
And they perceive you a certain way.
Right. Doing all these events.
Mm-hmm.
And I think sometimes behind the facade of being on the MC mic or behind the radio, we don't know exactly like what we are experiencing.
Right. Well, we don't know what other people are experiencing.
Right.
Yeah. Because we're told, or we're indoctrinated at a young age to, go out into the world and put on that mask.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And don't let people know your emotions or where you stand. Don't let all your cards be shown. All that kind of, all those cliche things. You know what I mean? But secretly, a lot of us are hurting inside, like really going through stuff,
Mm-hmm. And I've actually been trying to work on like self-care.
Yes.
And when Rox is here in the studio with me, DJ Daddy Rox, we talk a lot. We always do like a check-in.
And
we'll be like, how's it going? How's it doing?
How's your health?
But I think sometimes that can be a hard question.
It can be.
Depending,
depending on where you're at in your day or your journey, yeah, that could be pretty tough.
Mm-hmm.
But this is our check. So I'm going to take this opportunity to check in with you. How are you feeling today, Shima?
Oh, thank you.
How was your day?
It was long, so I actually have a morning show.
Oh, yeah.
Right here on KFAI.
That's right.
It's called Daybreak with Shimmer,
okay,
which airs every Thursday from 6 a.m. So realistically, I am up at 3:45 a.m.
Oh, wow.
And so I try to go to bed at like 9 p.m.
Okay.
But I'm a night owl, I've been a night owl for years.
Yeah, I know.
So it's hard for me to actually lay down
and go to sleep.
Mm-hmm. And turn off the social media.
Yes, child.
And just, daily life, because I'm like, at 9 o'clock, I feel kind of like, a golden girl.
Yeah. But you kind of feel like you're missing something too. Right.
And I'm like, okay. So realistically, 9 o'clock is technically early for me.
Okay.
But some people go to bed at nine shame to that.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm starting to get used to it. So now I actually go to bed at like 10:30.
Okay.
So I go to bed at 10:30, which is like later than I want to.
Okay.
And so when I wake up at 3:45, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is so early. I don't want to get up early.
Mm-hmm.
But then already at 4 o'clock, I'm picking on my cute outfit.
Okay.
I'm trying to do my makeup, get cute for the radio.
Right, for the radio.
And granted, no one really can see me, right? But I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
And so but literally at 6 o'clock, it's crazy because I'm full of energy.
Right.
And I'm already completely in my zone.
Yeah.
And
that's impressive.
Yeah. And I don't know how I do it. And then I do Fresh Fruit and then Fresh Fruit Reproduction. So I do the first and the second and sometimes the fifth Thursday of the month. Oh, so literally.
Yeah.
I feel kind of like this. Like continuous,
hamster
I feel like
wheel.
A roller coaster.
Yeah. Okay.
I feel like I'm on this roller coaster ride, right? Uh-huh. When you get on that roller coaster and you're going on it, and it, I feel like it's never ending.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, you know, like, it's crazy.
So like a day like today, you didn't find like a little bit of time to do a power nap or something? I mean, would that help you on a day like this? Because that's a long, I mean, since 3:45, that's a long time.
Yeah, so actually I was not on air this morning because I actually had some personal things that I had to take care of. So it was kind of a little bit of a break.
Okay.
But I actually had some appointments.
Okay.
And so I got to sleep in for a little bit today.
Okay.
But not too much.
Right.
So it was a little break from the morning that I'm used to on Thursday.
Gotcha.
But today it was good because I was able to take a little bit of time to connect with some former coworkers and friends that I haven't seen in a while.
Okay.
And really just to kind of be calm, you know? Mm-hmm, and I think that when we talk about calm, I think we often talk about, like, other people staying calm. But for me, I'm like, it was great to just be calm.
Yeah, and to be in the moment and be present for whatever it is that you're doing right then in that moment. And even if it's nothing, you know what I mean? Like, I've had to kind of train myself in the same thing. You know, one thing that I've heard a lot throughout my career has been, you know, hey, you got to take time for yourself. And self-care, now it's like a buzzword, but people have been telling me to care for myself for a long time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think I finally really, I realized what it was a long time ago. I just didn't do the necessary steps to ensure that I would take care of myself within all of it.
You hit it right on the nose. Exactly what you just said, because I'm usually that person that I'm always trying to see how everyone else is doing.
Exactly. But it's like, who takes care of us?
Thank you. Like, is community there for us when we need them?
Right.
Is our family, our friends, or those people that love on us, do they really check on us sometimes when we need them the most, right?
Yeah. Yes. And, you know, it's unfortunate when you're the strong friend of the bunch.
Yes.
Because a lot of times people feel that you got all the answers or that, you know, you don't need a check-in. You know what I mean? But truly, like, everyone, especially your strong friends, especially, I'm telling everybody out there that can hear this broadcast right now, check in with them first. Because if you know that they take the weight of a lot of the world on their shoulders, then, you know, that's a piece of awareness that you have that maybe others in their circle might not have. So definitely check in with those people and ask them if there's anything you can do for them, you know?
Thank you.
Because they need that sometimes.
Thank you for checking in with me.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
For sure.
Thank you so much.
For sure.
Oh, my gosh. That was so beautiful to hear. So we're actually going to give away tickets to Jamecia Bennett. She's a Grammy Award-winning artist, producer, dancer, director. She's also the daughter of Anne Nesby, who also we know best from Sounds of Blackness.
Yes.
And also Jamecia Bennett is the mother of American Idol Season 5 finalist Paris Bennett, who is in the top five.
Yes.
You know, your girl Shimmer watched it religiously, I voted for Paris.
Okay, you better have.
And I voted for Paris every single week. Mm-hmm. And we talk, and actually we're friends on Instagram and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And so she is bringing her event to the Dakota this weekend to celebrate Mother's Day.
Oh, nice.
So, you know, whoever is a mother figure in your life, it could be a teacher, an educator, a mentor, we would love to give to you. So Shimmer and Chaos want to send you to see Jamecia Bennett live this coming Saturday at the Dakota.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be entitled A Mother's Day Tribute to Women in Music. So Jamecia is going to do songs from Aretha Franklin.
Uh-oh.
Shaka Khan. Whitney Houston.
Whitney?
Yes.
Oh, shucks.
Ashley DeBoe.
Oh, hold up. She's going to try to tackle Whitney, too?
Listen.
Oh, man.
Jamecia Bennett is a powerhouse.
She better do that.
Right? And you write this number down. So the number is 612-341-0980. All right. So we're going to get into a couple of announcements. We're going to come back and we're going to play Everything by Mary J. Blige.
Yes.
And then when we come back from the song from Mary J., then we're going to get into the Jamecia Bennett song. And that's when you will call Shimmer and Chaos live.
Mm-hmm.
And Shimmer and Chaos would love to send you to check out Jamecia Bennett with a special mother figure in your life this Saturday at the Dakota.
Yes.
And this is a KFAI exclusive event. So You can also log on to the Dakota's website for all of the ticketing, pricing information. We cannot talk about pricing on the air. Yeah. However, if you are interested in knowing about seating, if you're looking for day of show, if there's like general admission, all of that is going to be on their website.
Any accessibility questions, all that stuff.
Perfect. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to get into a couple of announcements. We're going to play some Mary J. Blige, and then we'll be back on Fresh Shoot and Rip Productions. And you're tuned in tonight to Shimmer and Chaos right here on KFAI Radio.
It'll be an incredible Mother's Day, one day early when Jamecia Bennett brings you a Mother's Day tribute to women in music, Saturday, May 10th at the Dakota. Minneapolis' own three-time Grammy winner takes the stage for an evening of music and empowerment. Jamecia will honor the legendary women who have shaped the soundscape of generations. Iconic songs from Bette Midler, Chaka Khan, Whitney Houston, and Aretha Franklin will all be treated to Jamecia's powerhouse performance. Also included will be a very special homage to recently departed luminaries Angie Stone and Roberta Flack. This could be a Mother's Day like no other's day. Tickets for Jamecia Bennett can be found at the Dakota Cooks website. Visit dakotacooks.com for more details.
My life.
And never recover.
Welcome back to KFAI Radio 90.3 FM Minneapolis, St. Paul, and around the world at KFAI.org, non-commercial community powered radio. Good evening, Twin Cities. Happy Thursday. I'm your girl Shimmer, she, her, Lady Women Glitter Pronouns in the studio. This is Fresh Fruit and Rare Productions, and DJ Diddy Rocks is not with me this evening, but I have the one, the only, the fabulous, the shamazing Chaos.
Kevin K to the Izzy Ass.
Is in the studio with me this evening, and we've just been having fun. I mean, it's already like the show's almost over.
I know, right?
7:30.
Time goes by so quickly.
So we wanna make sure that we actually talk about a couple things Kevin wants to talk about, and then we will actually come back. And I think there's a song that we want to play. But really quickly here, we want to give away these tickets for you. So we're gonna take caller number 13.
Okay.
And we want to send you, so Shimmer and Chaos want to send you to see Jamecia Bennett live this coming Saturday at the Dakota, a Mother's Day tribute to women in music. And if you heard the announcement earlier, Jamecia is going to be singing music from the legendary, the luminaries, the greats, the lates, only Roberta Flack, Angie Stone, Whitney Houston, Aretha Franklin, Chaka Khan.
Yeah.
I mean, it is going to be a fabulous event.
Yeah.
And we would love to gift you these tickets.
Please.
So call us now at 612-341-0980. Okay, so the number is 612-341-0980. And caller number 13, we'd love to gift you these tickets.
Yes.
We're going to come back and then... we have a couple of a few more announcements, and then also Kaz has some things that we would love to talk about that is really important. Hopefully, we can play this amazing song.
Play a song, yeah.
We'll All right, see. So here we go. Right now, here is the one and only Jamecia Bennett, "To the Sky," on KFAI's Fresh Fruit and Rare Productions. We'll be back in just a few short minutes.
Hot. said he's going back to find. What's left of his world. He's going back, to a simpler place and time. Now be with me on that midnight train in Georgia. Ooh, yeah. I'd rather live in his world than live without him in mine.
Join KFAI in celebrating American Indian Month throughout the month of May for Turtle Island Voices Rising with special programming curated by Deanna Standing Cloud. Tune in Tuesday, May 13th from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. to hear Crafting Their Own Renaissance, Turtle Island Wordsmiths, featuring Anton Troyer, Susan Bolio, and more. You can find out more information about this year's Turtle Island Voices Rising special programming at KFAI.org. KFAI is proud to present the 10th annual Twin Cities Dilla Day celebration at Ice House on Saturday, May 17th. For the 10th year, the Twin Cities honors the legacy of legendary hip-hop producer Jay Dilla with headlining performances by his former Detroit counterparts, Slum Village and Guilty Simpson. The celebration includes local support from St. Paul Slim, Jan Delta Ray, DJs Francisco and Soul Supreme, and hosted by Chadwick Niles Phillips. Tickets for the 10th annual Twin Cities Dilla Day celebration can be found at the Ice House website. Visit icehousempls.com for more details.
Welcome back to Fresh Fruit and Rare Productions right here on KFAI Radio 90.3 FM, Minneapolis to St. Paul and around the world at KFAI.org. Good evening. If you're just tuned in, I'm your girl Shimmer, she, her, Lady Women Glitter Pronouns. And stepping in for DJ Daddy Rocks this evening is the shamazing, the one and only Chaos.
Kevin Chaos Momo.
Thank you so much for being here.
Yeah, no problem. I just had to, you know.
I'm so excited. Like, I haven't seen your shamazing, beautiful, cute face in forever. And we just are having a ball. I mean, the night's already going by so quickly. I want to talk about a couple of things that Kevin has to talk about.
Okay, do we shout out? Do we shout out the?
Oh, okay. Yes.
Yeah, we got to shout out.
We got to shout out the winner. All right. So we just got done playing To the Sky from Jamecia Bennett.
Yes.
And
yes.
Then we just heard Paris Bennett, who is her daughter.
Midnight Train to Georgia.
Yes. Mm. And that song she sang on season 5 of American Idol, and that solidified her to the top 5. See, nice. Your girl Shimmer, I know my pop culture doll.
I mean, short term, long term, just memory. You better work.
Right. Congratulations to Valerie.
Yay, Valerie.
Valerie is going to go check out.
Yes.
The amazing Jamecia Bennett this Saturday mm-hmm. at the Dakota.
This should be a great
with a
show.
Fabulous mother figure in their life. So, Valerie, congratulations.
Congratulations, Valerie.
Shimmer and Chaos are honored to give you these tickets.
Yes.
Celebrate this beautiful weekend. And Jamecia Bennett's event is going to be entitled A Mother's Day Tribute to Women in Music. So, in the promo we played earlier, she's going to be doing songs from the recently departed, yeah. Rest in Peace, Angie Jesus. Stone.
Yeah.
Roberta Flack,
mm-hmm.
Shaka Khan, Aretha Franklin, Whitney Houston. It's going to be, listen, and when Jamecia performs, she throws down.
Like, the whole family, though.
Right.
Like, everybody. but yeah, she definitely does throw down.
I love it. So, this is a KFA exclusive event. So, Valerie, congratulations, and thanks for tuning in tonight to Fresh Root and Rare Productions. All right. So, we have about 20 more minutes left, and we were talking earlier about it is also National Mental Health Awareness Month.
Yes, yes.
So,
it's very, very important that we are aware of, you know, mental health, how it impacts all of us and everybody that's in our lives, all of our loved ones. The thing, I came across an interesting article yesterday. I think I was on Yahoo, and I saw that there's, I guess, a proposal. Well, it's on the table for the federal government to make a big slash or budget cut to suicide prevention.
Mm.
And, you know, it would go for, you know, like the 988 National Suicide Hotline thing. And they usually, you know, they have specialized counselors who have either A, been through similar life experiences, or B, just have the, you know, the know-how to, you know, kind of navigate these calls and get these people through crisis. Yeah, they're talking about doing a major cut to that. And just thinking, sitting here thinking about what type of impacts it's going to have on us. You know what I mean? Because, you know, the LGBTQ community has been, we've been, you know, just under attack ever since, you know what I'm saying? Like, forever.
For generations.
Yeah, for generations.
Generations.
And it's like, and this is actually, Trump did sign this into law. I mean, well, he pushed the bill to get them funding in the first place. So it's really interesting to me that, you know, out of all things, you know, you thought at one point that this was an important service for us to have, but then to now be totally on the opposite side of that, it's like, you know, yeah, it's just making me wonder, like, who's really there for us as a community? Who's got our back? And, you know, a lot of the mental health specialists and stuff, they're mm-hmm. chiming in about it. You know, everyone's in agreement that this would be, like, one of the worst moves to make. So I just wanted to put that out there and you know, see what you thought about that.
It breaks my heart because I am also a person. And, you know, like, I don't share a lot about my personal life
mm-hmm.
off radio. And I'm actually a very reserved, quiet, shy person.
Yeah, yeah.
You and, you know, I've actually, I think since the pandemic happened,
yes.
because you know me from past events,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
that I've always been an extrovert.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I feel like when the pandemic happened, it really taught me a lot about, you know, self-care,
mm-hmm.
mental health,
mm-hmm.
taking care of me.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm a little bit of both now. So, like,
yeah.
now I am more leaned towards my introvertness
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
rather than my extrovertness. So, like, for me, like, I love going home.
Yep.
I love being in the house.
Mm-hmm.
I never used to get anxiety around, like, big
yes.
crowds.
Yes, yes.
So now for me, it's, like, really hard for me to like,
around
be around a yeah. lot of people and crowds.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I'm also someone that suffers from depression. Mm-hmm. So these topics can be really hard. I'm not going to get too deep into it. So if you're listening, if this is something that is really triggering, just fair warning. Mm-hmm. But I am someone who suffers from depression.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And
me
so,
too.
You know, oftentimes I have my days where things are going wrong and, you know, like anxiety.
You don't want to get out of the bed.
Don't want to get out of the bed.
Yeah.
And it's just like sometimes I feel like that saying, I can't catch a break.
Right.
And I don't know, like I'm sure you probably have maybe, but I feel like in my life lately, I feel like there's always something. It's like a never-ending battle. It's like every day, it's always
something.
There's
a new challenge, right. There's a new challenge to kind of, you know, you have to go after or go at. And sometimes we have more of them or more complex ones, you know what I'm saying, that it takes a little longer to get through. But for the most part, and this is kind of like a realization of growing older, though, you know, is that every day is going to throw you a curveball. You know what I mean? But it is all about how we learn ourselves and learn how to address those phobias, those fears, those anxieties. You know, they say fight or flight usually, and my response is usually freeze. I'm a freeze person. Like, you know what I mean? Like if it's too much pressure at one time or I'm overwhelmed, I won't run, I won't fight. I will just be like, hey. You know what I mean? And that hasn't worked out the best for me. But, you know, I'm learning how to kind of get over these things or at least be able to articulate when it's happening so that others can possibly help me get through it, you know? And I feel the same way about going around big crowds and stuff. I used to be Mr. Entertainer, you know what I mean? Like,
yes.
Do all that stuff. And, you know, and I still am making art. But since I've had this diagnosis of emphysema and... just getting older and all these other things, I've kind of, you know, taken myself back from stuff. And I don't mind being in the backgrounds now. You know what I'm saying? Because there's a little bit of peace that I get from that.
And you're learning to appreciate you and your self-care.
Yes.
And like
prioritizing
you
it.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. And like you just mentioned, Kaz, like as we get older, because time flies.
Oh, so fast.
Like, self-care is so important.
It
like,
is.
DJ Daddy Rocks told me last month when we were on the show, they said, Shimmer, it is okay to say no.
Yep.
It is okay to pause.
Yep.
It is okay to love on you.
Mm-hmm.
And to be greedy with yourself. And not greedy in the sense of, like, greedy of, like, I have this, and this, but greedy of like your self-care.
Yes, and your time is yours. Your attention is yours.
Yes.
First and foremost, you know what I'm saying? And we decide to give those things away to other people. So making yourself the first choice, that's the key to all that. And you know what? Daddy Rocks told me that same thing. Like, you can say no every now and then. You know, it's okay to say no.
I've learned to say no. I've learned that no doesn't always have to be a bad thing.
Yeah.
I've learned that no
shade
is a beautiful thing.
Right.
It doesn't always have to be a awful thing.
Yeah, and if somebody does think that you saying no because you're not available mentally, emotionally, or whatever for something, if they think they get offended by that, then maybe, you know, they have some lessons to learn themselves. You know what I mean? I wouldn't take that too personal. Because people sometimes unless they're going through it, a lot of times they won't even try to relate or empathize, so... Yeah. Peace be still is a nice thing that I like to go by.
I love my self-care time.
Mm-hmm.
I love just peace and quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Actually,
Are you a reader?
I am a reader.
Okay.
I found a place, like, I love parks.
Okay.
And I love to just go, like, I'm a big fan of rain.
Okay.
And I love when it downpours.
What's your park to sit at? Like, what's your favorite?
I believe it's, like, Lake...
All around the Lake of the Isles or something?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I love to just park and just process.
Right.
And
write. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's like my favorite thing. And I love when it rains because then I want to just drive in the rain and just create and process.
You like driving in the rain?
I do.
Oh, no. You are a daredevil. I'm like, no. Like, when it starts raining, especially up here, because, you know, sometimes we get those really heavy downpours and you get no visibility. And I'm like, no, I can't do that. Yeah.
And I'm also a fan of thunderstorms.
Oh, okay. You're one of those adventurous people.
Yes.
Okay.
I am trying to get into your... We have a song that we want to play really quickly here, but for some reason, I feel like it's locking me out that Chaos brought, and for some reason, it's
weird.
Okay. Yeah, it's kind of weird. Let me see if I can get into it.
Not
sure. So let me see if I can get into this, because I want to play this song really quickly, and for some reason.
No, don't worry about it. You can put something else that's queued up. It's fine.
It's locked me out. I'm so sorry. We can talk about it really quick.
Yeah, we can. Well, okay. It's one of my favorite songs to perform and just period. It's called Pills. Mm-hmm. And that song is about, you know what I'm saying, not only drug abuse, but, you know what I'm saying, mental health and, a struggle, basically.
Mm.
And basically the chorus is, I got swag, I got bravery, I got pills, but these can't save me, you know. And so
I wanted to play it because we had the version that we were allowed, that we would be able to play on the air, because, you know, in radio and media, you have to be careful.
To be, yeah, I have to be clean, so to speak.
Right, clean.
Yeah. Can you go through your Gmail?
Oh, let's see. Right. See if I can get into this one.
Okay.
For some reason, it doesn't let me go into it. It locks me out. Let me go into another song.
Yeah.
Is there a song that you would else like to hear? I'm just trying to think of, like, that we could play. How about we play some Angie Stone?
Yes, yes.
Okay. So we're going to play some Angie Stone because that's a song that we're going to hear. So we'll play this, and then we'll come back, and then we'll see if we can get into this really quickly here. So give me... all right. How about this song? I love this song. Here's No More Rain in This Cloud right now on Fresh Fruit and Rare Productions. We'll be back in just a few short minutes.
No more rain in this cloud. No more rain in this cloud.
My sunshine has come. And I'm all right out.
No more rain in this cloud.
Let it go.
Welcome back to Fresh Fruit and Rare Productions right here on KFAI Radio. That was the late, great, the one and only Angie Stone
yes.
with No More Rain in This Cloud right here on KFAI's Fresh Fruit and Rare Productions. We have 3 minutes left, and I just want to say it's been such an honor to have Kevin Chaos Moore, rapper, producer, writer, creator, visionary, step in for DJ Daddy Rocks tonight.
And
I apologize about the song.
No, it's all good. It's all good.
For some reason, my account was not letting me play the song.
Yeah. And next time, I'll just make sure I have it on a file, a zip drive or something.
So we'll bring you back, and we'll get it on. We're going to play Pills. But really quickly, we have 2 minutes left. I would love to know, where can people follow you? Is there anything really quickly that you want to shout out?
Not much right now. Just download my stuff on Bandcamp. Kevin, K-V-I-N, Chaos, K-A-O-Z. .bandcamp.com. That's where you can find all my stuff. I'm working on some new stuff. You know, yeah, keep your ears open and your waves.
Stay tuned. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And Valerie, congratulations again. You're going to go check out Jamecia Bennett's
Val.
A Mother's Day Tribute to Women in Music live this Saturday at the Dakota, May 10th. And this is a KFA exclusive event. We're going to close out for that mother person or whoever in your life that you love and that you want to just say thank you to this weekend. Here is the late, great Whitney Houston with The Greatest Love of All. Stay tuned because Travel Ramo is up at the 8 o'clock hour. Peace out. Love you. See you soon.
Peace.